about, bay leaf, which I touched about, thyme, how to make certain things with these particular herbs, brain and mood recipes, things like this that you can make yourself, how to make your own vinegars, B-complex uptake, things of tuberculosis, and a whole bunch of information on vitamin C and how vitamin C can really help you. So again, if you're interested, just email me, indpens@yahoo.com, indpens@yahoo.com. Let me know you're interested in the book. I'll be on its way. Also, go to my webpage. Again, I always encourage you to do this. And to my MySpace, my MySpace is http://blog.myspace.com/indpens. There's about 165 blogs there, and things that are going on worldwide and right here at home, and also recipes galore on how to keep you healthy. So go on that page, take what you need as well. Read it, you know, and enlighten yourself. Share this with the information with your friends. You can also go to my webpage, http://augmentinforce.50web.com, augmentinforce.50web.com. If you didn't catch it, email me, indpens@yahoo.com, indpens@yahoo.com. Take what you need from it. Cannot stress that enough. It's yours. There's no cost. There's no 1-900 numbers, none of that stuff. By all means, read it. I encourage you to take what you can from it. Because of the chemtrail activities, it's important.
I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, I hope they're the views of Greg Sciola. Greg, are you there?
I sure am, Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, Greg has a business. He sells food and various items, health products, but he had written a wonderful little book on GMO foods. GMOs, beware of the genetically modified foods, and the book is now out of print. We do have a 4-tape set on genetically modified foods, which we certainly recommend to you. But certainly, we need to go back and understand the implications of when you alter foods. It's one thing when you breed foods, you breed seeds, things of that sort. But when you begin to genetically alter them, you change everything. And nobody wants to mention the fact that the disappearance of the honeybees could very well be related to the fact that certain of these genetically altered foods have a way of killing butterflies and other things. And if they can kill butterflies, why not bees? And then, of course, what about the impact on human beings and animals who eat these? So, Greg, why don't you tell our listeners how you got interested in genetically modified foods?
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Stan. It's always a pleasure to share this information with listeners. I got into this subject back in the year 2000. My background has been in the health and nutrition field for most of my life, thanks in part to my mom and dad, who owned a health food store in New York. So I was turned on to a lot of things that were happening in the organic food movement and in the nutritional supplement industry in the mid to late 90s. And all this information started coming out about genetically engineered foods. And, you know, the short term for it is GMOs, which stands for genetically modified organisms. And so when I started seeing all that, I started asking a lot of questions to people, and I found out that people knew absolutely nothing about it. And so that's why I was prompted to write a book. It's really a layman's book. I'm not a real high-tech sci-fi guy with all this deep scientific information on the subject. I really am trying to break it down so that the common man can understand it, because when you start getting into the subject of genetics and science, some of that stuff can get either boring or too technical for most people to understand. So I tried to break it down so that, you know, that anybody can understand it, including a little kid. And so that's why I've written a book, and that's why I've been a really strong spokesman out there against this technology for a long time, because there are, as you've just said in the introduction, some serious questions and serious problems with this technology. And I'm one of the few people, Stan, that has actually incorporated the biblical/God answer standpoint on genetically engineered foods. Most people just discuss it surely from a scientific standpoint. I actually incorporate the Bible, and I say, you know, would God approve of this technology? When you start splicing genes from all these different crops, from bacteria, from viruses, from animals, there's some serious questions that need to be asked. And Christians and many people that want to know this from a biblical perspective need to really learn about this technology and understand what's happening and where it's ultimately going and what we can do to avoid eating foods that do contain genetically modified organisms.
And, of course, we remember what God did to the world about 5,000 years ago when, of course, the Nephilim were here and they were modifying the genetics and mating with women and creating humanoid types of giants. Would God intervene again? And I really believe that it's only a matter of time before he does. I mean, don't fool around with genetics, which is the very essence of God's creation, wonderful creation for life. And when we get back, we'll talk more about genetically modified food, what we know about them, and, of course, why they are insisting that most of our food now, major crops, are genetically modified, and you don't even know it.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with The Divided Kingdom.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Greg Ciola, and we're talking about genetically modified food. And as Greg says, that they'll take a gene from a virus, or they'll take a gene from a fish, and they'll take genes from you know, from insects, and they'll put it into the food, and what impact does it have? Well, certainly there's a couple of stories that Greg tells in his book. What was that story about the potatoes over in Great Britain that were genetically modified?
Well, that study found that was actually done by a gentleman named Dr. Arpad Pootsdai, and he found that all the rats in the study died in a short period of time from consuming genetically engineered potatoes. And they pretty much destroyed his scientific career for coming out against that. It just shows you the power that these biotech companies have. You know, a lot of the people listening, they've probably heard a lot of complaints against pharmaceutical companies. We're starting to hear more about biotech companies now with this whole new gene splicing generation that we live in. But what they don't know is that the biotech companies are just offshoots of these pharmaceutical companies. It's the same-headed beast, Stan, and the same lies that we're seeing to get all these drugs put on the market are the same lies we see with genetically engineered foods. Basically, I think you almost have to really come at it from a biblical perspective to understand why companies would want to alter food, change things, and control things, because it really is a system of control that's happening out there with this technology. It's control of the farmers. It's control of people's health. We have no idea what the long-term consequences are going to be from people consuming this, or the animals that are consuming all the grain that's fed to them that's genetically engineered. So there's a huge issue with this food from a safety perspective. I know you've done some interviews with Jeffrey Smith, and as far as taking it from a real high-tech scientific level, I don't think there's anybody better than him. I mean, he's written a book that we sell, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods. He calls it Genetic Roulette. He just came out with it about 6 months ago, and he lists 65 different issues with genetically engineered foods that are a concern. And, you know, our benevolent government doesn't even allow American consumers the choice to know whether they're eating these foods or not. You know, you go to the grocery store, you walk up and down the aisles, you buy all this food, you will not find one product in there that says this product contains genetically engineered ingredients. You may find some organic products that say they don't contain genetically engineered ingredients, but the regular products sold from your milk that's being affected through genetic engineering with a genetically engineered hormone, which includes dairy, cheeses, butters, cottage cheese, creams on down the line, ice cream, all has been manipulated with this hormone going into the cows. And then, you know, you look at the soy. Over 85 to 90% of the soy planted in the United States today that is not organically grown is genetically engineered, Stan. I mean, that's huge. And you want to talk about how many products on the market are made with soy, and look at corn. An estimated 35 to 50% of the corn that's used for human consumption is now genetically engineered. And look at how many products on the market contain corn. It's in everything. It's in your breads. It's in your flours. It's in your cereals. So these ingredients affect everybody. You know, unless you're eating 100% organic, everybody's consuming these things.
Yeah, of course, but the question is, do they do any harm? Now, the FDA insists that they're perfectly safe. They're no different than regular crops. But certainly we know that when Jeffrey Smith went through and actually looked at the scientific studies that Monsanto was trying to suppress, and they found that in the animal studies, you know, it produced very definite changes, had to do with the white cells, had impact on certain of the organs, and the Monsanto didn't want the people to realize that there was a response of those animals, an altered response to the genetically modified food.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, you know, some serious things that are a concern is allergies, Stan. You know, there's tons and tons of people suffering with allergies. We don't know that a lot of these allergies can't be traced back to some of the genes that are in these foods that are triggering these allergies. You're dealing with death in animals, sterility problems, mysterious illnesses after humans breathe in BT pollen. I did an excellent interview with Jeffrey Smith in our newspaper about 3 or 4 months back on his new book, and some of the things that he put out there were astounding. And it really is outrageous that this technology has been allowed to go forward to the level that it has. And there's some things that are happening now. I mean, the latest stories that just broke, which you, I'm sure, are aware of, the FDA just gave approval for the consumption of cloned animals. They're saying it's safe for humans to now eat cloned animals. And I think that, you know, that one seems to have gotten a lot of people's attention. You know, all this with the food and the stores has not been something that's been as shocking, but when people hear cloned animals are going to be now sold for human consumption, that's raised some eyebrows. I've had at least three or four people have forwarded me stories that are Christians that know I study this issue, and it instantly got their attention. So I know that's a hot button that's out there. And, you know, again, what's happened with all these foods and why I'm so mad, Stan, is that our government does not mandate the labeling of these products, so we don't have a choice. And the stories that I've pulled up about the FDA giving approval to cloned animals is that they're not going to be required to have any labeling on the meat either. So you won't even know. If you go and get chicken or beef or pork or anything at the grocery store, you're not going to know that it didn't come from a cloned animal. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they said, oh, they studied these, they did more studies with cloned animals than they did with any regular animals. It's ridiculous.
The question is, we know that the cloned animals die earlier. We know that the cloned animals are not normal animals. They seem to age prematurely. And so there obviously are differences. Was Dolly the sheep? Certainly after 3 or 4 years, they had to put her down because she was so ill. And she was, of course, the first one who was cloned. But you know, one of the most interesting stories in your book was the story of the pig farmer. And, of course, lots of big pig farms. And this, they were feeding the pigs, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was corn. And they noticed that the male pigs became sterile. And, of course, they weren't getting any little piglets. And this fellow eventually went bankrupt because, you know, he didn't have any more pigs. They had all the mature pigs, but no new pigs because, of course, the male pigs were infertile. And then, of course, eventually they found it was related to the genetically modified, was it corn that they were eating?
Yes, it was genetically engineered corn, and that's a very interesting story regarding that. I was actually going into a second printing with the book that we published, Beware of the Coming Food Apocalypse, and in there I had a woman that was doing some reporting for me, and she told me about this farmer that she had heard about in Iowa who had all of his pigs become sterile after eating the GM corn, and it actually bankrupted this guy, put him out of business. And I said, man, I got to get a hold of this guy. So I talked to him, and he's a real nice guy, but I could tell, you know, he was a little bit afraid to come forward with some of the information, but he did, and we reprinted it in our book. Some of the highlights that he said here, and just maybe read you a couple sentences. He says, I have been raising and feeding GMO corn since 1997 without any visible problems or side effects to my livestock. In 2000, I switched to a different company's genetics. It's Garst Hybrid Starlink, with no visible signs of problems with plant production or animal performance initially. As the year 2000 wound down, I started to experience a drop-off in farrowing rates of our hogs. The number of sows actually delivering a litter of pigs dropped to 20%, and the rate moved up and down but stayed at these low levels for all of 2001. The actual event that was happening with my sows was determined to be a quadro pregnancy or false pregnancy. Now, here's the other thing, though, and this never got reported, Stan. Other farmers in the community experienced similar events and also reported their males were going sterile. While this was going on, we were performing all the standard tests looking for the common reproductive diseases or feed-generated toxin culprits. None were found. Then, by chance, I switched corn supplies to holdover supplies from 1999, and our reproduction rate started to return to normal. We had detected an elevated level of fusarium mold in the 2001 and 2002 corn crops. So it goes on. I don't want to read the whole letter that's in the book. But that just shows you, if his animals went sterile from that, what's it doing to human beings? How do we know? You know, this is a huge study. I interviewed Doris Rapp, who's a New York Times best-selling author, who has published the fact that sperm counts in males are down to extremely low levels. You're hearing about all this infertility going on, especially in the United States and North America, but it's also going on all over the world. And I can't say that it's all from the GMOs. I think there's a number of other factors that can contribute to that. But when you start messing with reproduction of human beings, you could be potentially talking about death of species, Stan. It really does line up with biblical things that we read about, prophecies of what would happen before Jesus would come back to this earth. I mean, that is really what's happening here.
And, of course, when you realize that there really are people in the population control and eugenics movement in the United States who believe there are altogether too many people, and if you read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, that was published in 1974. It is available from Radio Liberty, but you can pull it down from the internet if you want to, but you can order it from Radio Liberty. It was the basis of America's foreign policy, and it was all about population control. And 1974, it was marked top secret, and I don't think it was declassified till about 1990. But, of course, this is the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. And if we're so concerned about the population in other countries, how about here in America? Certainly the birth rate has gone down from about 4 children per family just to about 2 children, 2.1 children per family. Why is that? Why are so many men having erectile dysfunction today? Do you think it's just happening by accident? If you check, you'll find the testosterone levels are down, the sperm counts are down in men. Why is that happening? Could anybody want us to be infertile? And I would like to suggest, yes, there are people like that.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but at one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heritonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Greg Seola. We're talking about the genetically modified foods, and we're talking about the impact on the average individual, and the government doesn't seem to be too concerned about the falling sperm counts and the low testosterone level and the feminization of our male population. Now, over in Europe, people have refused to eat the genetically modified foods and put pressure on the government, and they've kept them out, although certainly President Bush and Monsanto are doing everything to break the resistance and try to force the people in those countries to eat the genetically modified food, despite the fact that it could be disastrous to their health. But who's concerned about the health of the American people? And certainly, if you look at the American people and compare them with people in Europe, the health of the average male in America, I think 65 years of age, somewhere there, 60, 65, they did a study comparing United States with Great Britain, and we had twice as much heart disease and almost twice as much diabetes and pulmonary disease among men in that age group than they did in comparable groups in Great Britain. Why? And nobody wants to ask those questions, do they, Greg?
No, they don't. They're just going along, blindly following what the media tells them, or what they're reading, or what they're hearing from their friends, and it's really tragic, Stan, that so many people in this country are dumbed down. And I don't want to belittle people. I wish people would wake up. I wish that there were a mass awakening of the public. I don't know why so many people don't seem to care. We're even seeing it with what's happening right now with the presidential election. You know, people don't care. They, you know, you got a guy that wants to end the IRS and the Federal Reserve, and they'd rather vote for somebody who would blow the world up and start World War III. You know, it's insane what's happening. You know, it's on every front. It's politics. It's the oil industry. It's the pharmaceutical industry. It's the food industry with the biotech stuff that's happening. It's lies, scams, and deceptions across the board. And, you know, I wish enough people would wake up so that some real change could happen. And that's really what we're up against. And, you know, I'm doing the best that I can to try and wake people up on a lot of these issues. The GMO thing is huge. You know, when I just mentioned the oil, you know, we're being sold this lie that the earth is running out of oil, and that China and India have these huge demands, and they're just sucking up all the oil, and by golly, if we don't solve a problem, we're going to run out of oil in a few years. And you know that's a lie, Stan. I know you've covered Lindsey Williams and some of the work that he's put out there. But how this dovetails into the genetically engineered food issue is that the new thing going on here in the United States is ethanol. Well, we're going to grow all these crops with ethanol now so that we can get off of foreign oil dependence. In fact, here in Florida, I don't know about a lot of other areas around the country, but a lot of the gas stations you go to now, at the pump, it says made with less than 10% ethanol. And we're going to see a lot more of that stuff switching over. But there is a real, real danger to this thing. First of all, probably all the corn that's being used for production for ethanol is genetically engineered. So you see a major deception there with the biotech companies. And because farmers are making more money growing corn for ethanol purposes now, they're switching a lot of their fields over to this stuff. And so there's going to be a real crisis in this country. There was a story I just pulled up today. I'm not sure what the source is on it here. It's a Daily News. It says more of U.S. grain crop to be consumed by family car. It said almost a third of the U.S. grain crop next year may be diverted from the family dinner table to the family car as fuel, putting upward pressure on food prices, a leading expert warned on Tuesday. It says grain prices are near record levels in the United States as producers use more ethanol, now made mostly from corn, to blend with gasoline and stretch available motor fuel supplies. Farmers are hoping to cash in and are expecting to grow 30% of next year's grain crop for ethanol use. So now, we don't want to feed people anymore. Let's just switch over and we'll all grow ethanol from corn. It sounds good, Stan. I mean, you know, the greenies that are out there that all want to get off oil, it sounds like a fantastic idea. Hey, we can grow all this stuff here, and we don't need all this oil from these foreign companies. But you know what? This is going to promote genetically engineered food. It's going to allow the biotech companies to take total control of the farms, which they've already done mostly that, but there are still some independent farms out there. All the farmers that grow this stuff have to sign patent use contracts with the biotech companies or the seed dealers that represent the biotech companies, which says that they agree that they cannot grow seeds from this without getting a license every year, and that basically the biotech companies get total control over their farms when they start growing this food on their land. They don't have a say, and it's very hard to switch back. And biblically speaking, you know, you want to grow a field of genetically engineered corn and then switch back and start growing conventional food. Well, according to the Bible, you've already contaminated the ground. And so, biblically, how does God think about that? So,
hold that thought right there, Greg. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Greg Seolam. And Greg, of course, would you like to get your web page out there for us?
Sure, Stan. My webpage is www.healthtruthrevealed.com, and I'll spell that. It's health, H-E-A-L-T-H, truth, T-R-U-T-H, revealed, R-E-V-E-A-L-E-D.com. So www.healthtruthrevealed.com. And our phone number, if anybody wants to call and request a free sample of our newspaper, is 1-800-593-6273. Just say that you heard us on the radio program. We'll send you a free newspaper out that we publish every 2 months, where we cover a number of different health issues, including periodic stories on this issue with genetic engineering. So,
well, I think it's vitally important, and as people need to understand the dangers inherent in genetically engineered food, and people say that the government wouldn't allow this if it wasn't safe, and I would point out the government would allow it if it isn't safe, because there are people in the government who have a different agenda. That's why they're encouraging water fluoridation when they know how dangerous it is, that it increases in most instances when they use hydrofluosilicic acid, the lead level in the blood of children, and there's no safe lead level in those areas with fluoridated water. Why, if you have blacks there, much increase in violence and rage and imprisonment, and then, of course, the vaccinations and that are destroying the minds of our children with the mercury and with the aluminum and with the autoimmune response of the brain whenever you vaccinate a child, and certainly the aspartame. And they know the disadvantages, and you out there in the listening audience have to help us get the information out on all of these issues, whether it be genetically modified food or aspartame or fluoride or mercury or mercury fillings. But genetically modified food is something that we are all getting, and as Greg said, certainly the majority of the corn grown in the United States today is genetically modified, and the average individual has no idea and has never read the reports put out by Jeff Smith and the others of the studies that were done on the animals that ate this, and there were serious changes in their physiology. So what are we going to do to get people concerned, Greg?
Well, I would highly recommend that people that want some more information on this subject go to my website, and they can download the GMO book that we publish for free. So just go to healthtruthrevealed.com and scroll down on the left. You'll see the book. It's GMOs, Beware of the Coming Food Apocalypse. You click on that link, and you'll be able to download our entire book for free, and you'll can learn a lot about that. We also sell Jeffrey Smith's book, Genetic Roulette, the documented health risks of genetically engineered foods, and we also sell his other book, Seeds of Deception, and his trilogy tape there that gets into a lot of it. So we are making some inroads, Stan. The fact of the matter is organic food sales are exploding. There is a demand. Consumers are waking up. Thank God for the Internet. Alternative news sources are making a lot more people aware of what's happening, and they're looking for better alternatives. And so really, you just have to get in the trenches and try and, get these issues out there, discuss them with people in your family, discuss them with your friends, discuss them with workers. If you go out to eat, mention it to people and just try and direct them and give them some information on a local level. If you want to get involved with your schools and school lunch programs, there's things that people can do to try and educate the schools so that maybe they would stop feeding children lunches with genetically engineered foods in them. Jeffrey Smith is actually organizing a pretty decent coalition of people around the country to try and do that. So I don't have his website. I think his website is seedsofdeception.com. And he's really got a lot of excellent resource links up there to help people organize far beyond what I'm doing here with my company. I'm not really in a position to network the way he's been able to do it. So,
well, Jeffrey's doing a very, very good job. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And certainly Greg Asiola's book is not available. We've had it in the past, but it's not available now. We do have a four excellent four-tape set on genetic engineering. In fact, we should have two four-tape sets on genetic engineering. And of course, you apparently you can go to Greg's website and actually pull down his book. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that is.
Is there any charge for pulling it down?
No, it's entirely free. And we're probably going to update that and reproduce it back in the print here real soon because this issue is starting to get a lot more attention. But for now, they can go to our website and obtain the book for free. And it's an excellent read. It's not a huge book that's going to take you 3 weeks, for hours at a time to read it. You could probably sit down and read it, maybe in 3 hours or so and really get the nuts and bolts of this whole technology, how they do it, why they do it, what they're doing with the food, what they're doing with the animals, and where this technology is ultimately going. I mean, some of the things I forecasted are starting to happen. I mean, this thing with the cloned animals is ridiculous, Stan. You know, where is it going to end with this technology? You know, theoretically, they could take a gene from an elephant and put it into a cow and make some kind of super cow that would be, 10 times better than any cow we've ever seen before. And then, how much milk could we get that cow to produce in a day compared to a regular cow? This is the problem we have is all the cross-species mixing that's going on. And I talked about the Bible aspect of it. And it's interesting because I quoted this in my book. There's a book that's mentioned twice in the Bible, but it's not found in the Bible. But when I did my book, I came across this passage, and I put it in there because I was astounded. It's called the Book of Jasher. It's mentioned in the Book of Joshua and in 2 Samuel in the Old Testament. And it says in the Book of Jasher, it says, "And the sons of men in those days..." Let me backtrack just for a second. In those days, he's talking about the time of Noah, before the flood on the earth, before God destroyed the world. This is what was going on in the world. It said, "And the sons of men in those days took from the cattle of the earth, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of the air, and taught the mixture of animals of one species with the other, in order therewith to provoke the Lord. And God saw the whole earth, and it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon earth, all men and all animals." So, Stan, listen to that, and then line that up with the New Testament when they ask Jesus, "What's it going to be like before you return to this earth?" And he says, "It will be like the time of Noah." And what do we see happening on the earth? Wars, rumors of wars, and we see all of this stuff going on with gene mixing, gene splicing, crops, with all this crazy stuff happening with it. They're putting pharmaceutical drugs in bananas and different fruits and vegetables so now people can eat their drugs, and we won't even be told a lot of this stuff is on the market. It's insane where the technology is going, and I could do a show for hours and get into a whole bunch of other issues on the subject, but to stick with the food issue and what it does to our health, that's really more for this program. But I see a serious, serious crisis brewing, Stan. I mean, that's why I said, beware of the coming food apocalypse. This is what's going to happen. I mean, you think that man is going to be allowed to tinker with the genome of all of the crops and the animals and people, and then think that there's not going to be some massive consequence to it? The thing that alarmed me in my interview that I did with Jeffrey Smith, was on this thing called the promoter gene. When they transfer these genes into the food crops, they use a virus, and let me find the info on this here. They use a virus called a promoter gene that basically turns on the transgene once it's in the food. So they know that it can take root. And it says that one thing of concern to some scientists is that that embedded within our genes and the genes of plants are ancient viruses from previous species that have worked themselves into the DNA. They may be intact, but simply not turned on. If the promoter transfers from genetically engineered crops into the DNA of humans, or even within the crops themselves, it might awaken a dormant virus which could have catastrophic consequences. You start putting things in there that are going to turn genes on. He's saying that it's not just going to turn on the transgene that was put into the crop or to the animals, that these promoter genes can turn on your own body's genes naturally, and you don't even know what the consequences could be. So we're really playing with fire as a species, as a human race. And, a lot of the reasons why this garbage is even allowed to go on is because these geneticists, these biotech companies doing this, Stan, They believe in evolution. They don't believe in God. And they think that they're going out there and making the world better by using human intelligence. And they don't believe that they are doing anything that's wrong. I really don't believe they think they're doing things wrong, even though there's all these side effects and everything. It's greed, it's money, it's control. But ultimately, they're being used as tools from Satan to control the world, to alter the world in a way that was never intended by God. You know, Genesis says everything is to produce after its kind. You're not supposed to come in and start mixing all this stuff. It's a defilement. It's an abomination to the Lord.
So it reminds me of that sign I saw, and it says, you know, the Lord is returning soon, and boy, is he mad. we laugh at that, but of course the story of the Bible is of God's repeatedly bringing his judgment on society, and specifically on the children of Israel, because they turned against him, and the terrible suffering they had when they violated God's laws. But of course, one of the most dramatic things that ever happened was at the time of Noah and the flood. And God promised he would never destroy the world again by a flood. I fear that it will be the fire next time. I think we're headed towards a nuclear war. And if you get my January newsletter, well, you'll know why. I'm firmly convinced it's only a matter of time before there will be a worldwide nuclear holocaust, which doesn't make sense. Why would anybody want that? Why would any rational person want that? And the answer is because rational people wouldn't want it, but we're dealing with people who are not rational, who have a different worldview, because they worship a different God. And when you understand that, it's very easy to see why, of course, they're poisoning our children with aspartame and with mercury and with fluoride and hydrofluorosilicic acid and with lead and cadmium and aluminum and vaccinations and genetically modified food. And we could go on and on and on. And these things are not imaginary, they're real. And that's one reason why 1 in 6 American children has a behavioral abnormality and or a learning disability, and why the incidence of Down's disease is going up, and the sperm count is going down, and certainly more and more of our men are having sexual dysfunction. These things are, I believe, intentional, and of course I think they're a prelude to a God's judgment coming on the earth. So, you know, all we can do is try to warn people about what's going on, and try to make them realize that there are very, very real problems, and it's affecting their children. If they're not worried that their children are being poisoned, well, they're just going to have to go on to somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. And that is what I struggle with. You know, these companies and these people, they all have families and children, and a lot of them are eating these foods. So it doesn't make sense why they would allow this to go on, even though they think they're enhancing products and doing things that are better for humanity. It's a lie.
Well, there may be somebody who really realizes it is not good for humanity, but they hate humanity. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. But Greg is saying, you know, that a lot of these people think they're doing good, and some of them may, but there really are some people who know that they're doing wrong, and they are doing wrong because they are evil people, and because they want to hurt children. Because, I mean, people say, who would want to do that? Well, look at the Nazis. Look at Dr. Mengele over there in Germany, the angel of death. And he spent a lot of time playing with the children before he used them in his macabre experiments. And he is one of the scientists that the CIA helped to escape to South America, where he lived out his life. And, of course, I've talked to at least 3 people who swear that they met Mengele here in the United States. And the doctor who wrote the book we carry called The CIA Doctors told me several of his patients who had dissociative personalities claimed that they had talked to Dr. Mengele. So obviously, if those people are right, he was up here in the United States. Why would the CIA help Dr. Mengele escape? Why would he be allowed here in the United States, this fiend, this well, because there really are people who have a different worldview, because they march to a different drumbeat. They hear the sound of a different trumpet, and they dream a different dream. So our guest, of course, is Greg Seolam, and Greg has done some great work on the genetically modified foods. And it's really up to the people out there in the listening audience to get the Gregory, pardon me, Jeffrey Smith's books. I'm hoping Greg will get his book back in circulation. We do have an excellent four-tape set on. In fact, we have a couple of four-tape sets on genetically modified food, and we do hope that you'll do everything you can to help get this information out. One of the interesting things, of course, is this recombinant bovine growth hormone that really increases the milk output. And according to Jeffrey, and whether it is the RBGH, the recombinant bovine growth hormone, or whether it's simply the milk. Jeffrey says that the statistics show a five-fold increase in breast carcinoma and a threefold increase in prostate cancer with people who are drinking significant amounts of milk as they grow older. Now, if that is really true, why aren't they telling women? Because certainly breast carcinoma is such a scourge, and prostatic cancer is such a scourge, and almost one in every three men gets prostatic cancer. Why, if that is a scientific fact, isn't this being, brought out? And, of course, Jeffrey has the statistics, the sources of the information, and the information is simply being suppressed by people who have a different agenda. Have you heard that, Greg?
Oh, absolutely.
My figure is right. I think it was 5% and 3%, five times and three times. Are those sound about right or not?
I'm not positive off the top of my head what the statistics are, but I know that it's a huge increase in cancers and problems. In fact, somebody called me yesterday, and they were getting ready to do a radio show, and they wanted to know why so many young children were getting into puberty at such early ages. And I said that I think a lot of the things that are happening with the berry is one aspect. I also discussed the chemicals and the soy protein isolates and concentrates. But certainly we need to look at all these things. There's major issues going on. You know, we're told a lie that we're the healthiest people in the world, that we have the best healthcare system in the world, that people are living longer. And it's a big scam, Stan. The people that know how to take care of their health, that exercise and that eat right, and avoid all the pharmaceutical drugs and the vaccines and all the genetically engineered foods, will have a much greater chance at living longer than the people that don't.
And I think we're 30th or 40th in longevity here in America, but nobody wants to mention that. Greg, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution. Full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and first let me just remind you that Radio Liberty does carry emergency food and emergency supplies, and if you'd like, of course, more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and if you already have an emergency catalog, emergency food catalog, don't put it off. We don't know when the crisis is going to come, but I have no question at all that the crisis is going to come. And besides that, one of the best investments you can make today is to be prepared for difficult times. So if you'd like to get emergency food, dehydrated foods, if you'd like to get know how to get barrels to store water in, and the pumps that you can get the water out with, and the grinders, the food grinders, grinders for wheat, if you'd like to get the book we carry, Back to Basics. If you'd like to get the DVD we carry, Sheltering in Place, or the government book which we now carry called Nuclear War Survival Skills, or Potassium Iodate, or any of the things that you would need, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But if you do not have a supply of emergency food, I give serious consideration to laying that in, and don't put it off. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The DVD, Sheltering in Place. The book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. The other book, Making the Best of Basics. And certainly we recommend these things to you, and start making your preparations. And then if you need the potassium iodate for your thyroid in case there's a nuclear attack, why, we do have that on hand as well. And then, of course, we recommend that people have a supply of health products, of vitamins and minerals, and those things that you really need. And what we offer, we have a health catalog, and we offer all sorts of things that we, Barbara and I, usually take most of them ourselves, and a lot of things there. But I'll tell you, I'm going on 79 and pretty healthy, and hopefully we'll be able to stay healthy for a few more years. And so if you'd like to get a health catalog, or you'd like to get the books we have by Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, both of those books by Russell Blaylock, we recommend them strongly. And again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Just came out with a great new pamphlet. It's called The True Story of 911. It's a compilation of five of our newsletters, and I was just reading it here. It's really, really pretty good, even if I do say so. Of course, I did write it, but we tell you what happened that day, exactly what happened from the testimony of people who were there, and a lot of things that nobody else has ever put together. So that's The True Story of 911. Of course, there's only $3.95 plus shipping for the pamphlets. We do have larger sets. We have Foreknowledge 911 for $9.95, and we have The Occult Hierarchy. That's three pamphlets, too. We've got great pamphlets on genetic engineering, and We Are a Republic, and certainly on the history of money. We recommend these pamphlets because they're easy sources of reference, and I like to keep them on hand so that I have them to refer to. And I think you'll enjoy it because we have all the references there where you can determine, you know,
you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for this hour, they're going to be the views of Terry James, who's written a fascinating book. It's a novel called The Nephilim Imperatives, Dark Sentences. It's the second in a series that he's written about a family that has the ability to have supernatural power. They're able to contact, they're like mediums. They certainly have passed on from generation to generation this ability to contact the other dimension. And of course there is an other dimension. There are people who have the ability to contact it, and this is a fascinating adventure story. I started reading it just yesterday, and I'm about a third of the way through. And it certainly holds your attention. And so thank you, Mr. James, for being with us.
Well, thank you again, Dr. Stan, for inviting me on. Really enjoy talking with you.
Well, why don't you go ahead and just tell our listeners just a little bit of the background of this this series of books that you're writing.
Well, I wanted to, I felt that the Lord wanted me to address a certain area of prophecy that I felt wasn't being addressed at this present time. We do the geopolitical aspects of the nation of Israel being at the center of news media and everything, and the Roman Empire developing again, we believe, in the form of the European Union. Russia perhaps being the nucleus nation of the Gog Magog attack. But this thing about Jesus' prophecy, it was a profound prophecy. In Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27, basically, when he said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man," or the day of the Son of Man, meaning the time when he returned. Well, there's a lot wrapped up in that. So we go back to Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, and we see basically what was happening. We see that the sons of God looked down, they saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. and they came to Earth to take to them wives, everyone they wanted. They had sexual relations with them. From these unions were born the Nephilim, the giants of old. They were called men of renown. They did great feats. And I believe from this comes the things that we see in myth, from mythology, from the Romans, the Greeks, the Norse, the Norsemen, and so forth. So the reason I started this series of novels, I believe, because the Lord wanted me to address this particular area of prophecy that's not being addressed. And it involves, I think, things that are happening today. And we saw just the other day, yesterday or the day before, this big sighting in Texas that everybody is stirred about. And I think we're due to see more of these things. So I mean,
this was a gigantic UFO that was in Texas, wasn't it? It was seen
by
a lot of people, and pilots, and a lot of people on the ground. It must have been quite spectacular.
A lot of credible people, a lot of credible witnesses. And so I think we're going to see more of that this year. I'm absolutely of the absolute belief that we're going to see a lot more of this sort of thing this upcoming year. And so I believe that the Lord wanted me to address these things. And so I thought, Tim LaHaye once told me that people will read fiction where they won't read a full nonfiction book on something. They will, if they get hooked on a story, they'll read it. And you can present Bible truth and truth of, that's the only truth there is Bible truth, but you can present that in a fictional form as long as it's Bible-based, and I've tried to keep it that way. So that's kind of the foundation of these novels, the genesis of them.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with our guest today, Terry James, and talking about his book, The Nephilim Imperatives. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Terry James, and, of course, his book we're going to be talking about is a novel. It's The Nephilim Imperatives, but it's a fascinating story. In fact, the endorsements, including one coming from certainly one of my favorite people, Dr. Noah Hutchings of Southwest Radio Church, and Dr. Randall Price, president of the Bible Ministries, and several other people. But it's really a story that is based upon the Nephilim, the fact that there is another dimension, the fact that our government, and I know this to be a fact, our government is experimenting with the supernatural. They're trying to tap into this power to use it for military purposes. We had another book called, I think, Deceived. It's a DVD with Lou Gossett Jr. that we still carry. We think it's a great story. Are you going into the government programs to deal with the supernatural? And they actually, in fact, I've met one of the general who actually works in that, and he has truly supernatural power. They've been able to harness this ungodly power, and of course we're not to do that. But we need to know it's there. Certainly in the book of Deuteronomy, we're told to avoid the fortune tellers and the diviners and the mediums and people, of course, who are charmers and people who have these supernatural powers, with sorcerers, witches, wizards or witches, things of that sort. But it's not simply that they are misled. Well, there are that obviously are misled, but they really do have the supernatural power that is fascinating, but we don't want anything to do with that because God has told us to avoid it like the plague. But, of course, Terry James' book, of course, goes into that and makes it very real, and it's really the story of a couple, that has had the supernatural power. They become Christians, but their children, Clark and Morgan, of course, don't understand that, but they have these recurrent dreams. And, of course, this is one of the things that happens. You have these families where the families actually have the ability to contact the other dimension. It's a real curse that anybody could have this sort of thing, but they do, and it goes from generation to generation. And I've talked to people personally who have it, but of course it's beautifully brought out in your book, Terry, and I think that you're a good storyteller, that's for sure.
Well, thank you, Stan. I really appreciate that. That's a real compliment coming from you. And certainly we do struggle against, you know, the Bible speaks very specifically about the battles going on in this...
Hold that thought for just a moment here, please. Well, Dr. Stan, Terry James is just talking about the spiritual battle, and I think he's going to quote Ephesians 6:8, but it's certainly one of the most important quotations in the Bible. Why don't you get into that?
Yeah, I was saying that certainly this world is in a battle between two dimensions, basically two worlds: God's world, the world of God and His dominion, and the world of Satan. And it's brought out very plainly by Paul the Apostle in Ephesians 6:12, where he says that we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against dark forces of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And certainly that's the battle that we face today. And in my novel, The Nephilim and Perish, I try to put that in a fictional form, but based upon Bible truth. And like you were saying, the characters in this it's a generational thing, in that they have been long visited by these so-called extraterrestrials, but they're really interdimensionals. They are the spirit world, the demonic world. And I tried to portray again that these visitations are taking place, and we see that in some of the documentary films every week on our television show, in A&E or some of these other History Channel, some of these, Discovery. We see these things, these documentaries on the visitations, the abductions, and all of these other things. But they're not from other planets. They're not extraterrestrial. They're interdimensional. They are spirit beings. But I believe they're real and they're here. And people are being deluded into believing that they are being taken aboard spaceships and everything else. So I deal with that in a fictional format in the Nephilim and Parodies, through these characters that is, like you said, generational. Generationally, they have been visited, their parents and their parents before them, and of course this current crop in this particular story. And this storyline leads them on into some covert operations by the government and what's going on, like you were talking about a while ago, some of the things going on in our government to cover up some of these activities, some of the black projects involving, I believe, reverse engineering and other things from these so-called extraterrestrials, which are really interdimensionals.
And of course, you know, they've done a wonderful job of convincing a lot of people in this country that they're covering up the existence of UFOs because they don't want the American people to know that they're from outer space. They're from another, galaxy. Well, of course, that is ridiculous. This is the whole thing is a cover. They do not want the American people to realize that these are, as Terry says, interdimensional. They are truly demonic. They are supernatural, and there is a supernatural dimension there. And people sort of sneer at that. And yet, you know, if you're a Christian, why? How can you deny the supernatural? What is more supernatural than a man being born of a virgin, and then of course being crucified and dying, and then resurrected, and then of course being able to walk into a locked room, walk right through the wall and talk to the disciples. I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe the Bible and you believe it's infallible, then you have to believe in the supernatural. And if you believe it in the on God's side, then of course how could you deny that the other side, Satan's side, can of course deal with the supernatural as well. And, of course, this story that Terry's written is exciting because, of course, there are always these sinister supernatural creatures that are suddenly appearing and then disappearing, and people say that couldn't happen, but it can, of course, if they are metaphysical beings.
Yeah, and we see, you know, the reports of the Bigfoot, of the Yeti, of the Sasquatch, of these huge, giant, hairy, ape-like things that have these huge feet that leave these deep impressions because of their tremendous weight, and some of the people who have sighted these things have been very credible in their witness, and yet these things can suddenly, nobody has found one of them. Now that's strange. I don't know of any animal that's been sighted as much as these things have, and the carcass or something hasn't been found. To me, that indicates the supernatural aspects of this whole thing. I think it is delusion by the devil himself, and I think it is involved somewhat in some of the experimentation going on that we're not being told about, that again involves the interdimensional world, some of the same covert operations, I believe, that come out of the remote viewing type experiments and things that we've heard about. I think some of this other thing, this chimera, this part human, part animal combinations and other combinations, I think all of these things are being produced in some of the laboratories of the world. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but there are really no physical answers for the things being able to appear and disappear suddenly. So I think it's more credible to think there's something strange going on.
Well, if you've ever talked to a medium, and I'm sure you have, especially, of course, those who become Christians, you know, later on in their lives, but they will tell you that they are aware of these other beings, you know, around them, and of course, eventually, when they do accept the Lord and they want to get rid of this, it's not a blessing, not a gift, but a curse. Why, of course, they can renounce their supernatural affinities, their supernatural powers, and of course, get back to just being regular people, but. I mean, certainly Johanna Michelson is a perfect example of that, and we've had a number of interviews with Johanna. We carry her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, and we have a four-tape set called The Supernatural, and at least two of my interviews with Johanna where she tells this whole incredible story of what it was like to be a medium and be able to contact these beings from the other dimension. And that's what the witches and the wizards and the sorcerers and the diviners and the fortune tellers and, you know, and the mediums are doing. They're contacting this power, these forces, these beings from the other dimension. And this is something that people don't even talk about. Most Christians are unaware of this. Why is it important? Why? Because many of our political leaders have given themselves over to the dark side, and many of the people who are working at our universities, and many of the people of great wealth and power in the world today have given themselves over to the dark side. And when I see the Lucifer Publishing House, modern-day organization, the Lucis Trust, being financed by two of the wealthiest people in the entire world, and you can pull this down off the Internet and verify it for yourself, then, of course, you begin to understand what we're really up against. Go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, I was just going to say that certainly, you know, the Satan is the prince of the power of the air. In other words, he is allowed for the moment to rule the darkness of this world. And certainly, you're talking about some very dark, occultic things that are going on in the world today. And I think they're being covered up, and we need to be made aware of them. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to write the novel in a fictional form, is to get the message out, begin getting the message out. And I'm hoping that we can then begin to pick up more books like maybe Johanna did, and some of the others who have come to Christianity out of this occultic situation will pick up the mantle and then run with it in a non-fiction way. And perhaps we can stir an interest and really alert people to what's going on.
Well, I think it's very easy to read your book, because once you get about 10 pages in it, you can't put it down. I read until midnight last night, and I usually don't. In fact, I usually fall asleep about 11:30, and I could have kept right on reading, but I realized I had to get up and do 5 hours of talk radio today, so I forced myself.
I've been accused of keeping people up with those books, so I guess that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, well, it really is, because of course when you capture the imagination of people, and they can hardly wait to see what's going to happen on the next page, and that's really the way your book is. You did a great job with this. Had you ever had experience writing novels before, besides the one before this?
Well, I did, the one before this, the first one of the series is Rapture Dialogues, and this one. But no, I've written a couple. I wrote a children's book, and I call it Adam's Apple, and it's a book about children during the millennial era, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, which is quite an interesting little study on what my life might be like for children during that era. And also I've written one called Jacob's Trouble 666, which really didn't get very wide distribution. I did that, that was published in about 1999 or 98. And it's about the Antichrist system developing, how it will develop, and all of those sort of things. So I've had some experience in fiction, but I really enjoy fiction. You know, I like to write it a lot more than I like to read it, to be honest with you.
Well, of course, it's one of these stories, you know, goes from person to person to person until you meet all of the various characters there. And then, of course, eventually as the story develops, why, they all come from different areas and then eventually they all begin to tie in together. And so it's really a gift to be able to do that and to be able to come up with a complex text and then, of course, molded together and something that people really can't put down. Of course, Tim LaHaye did that with his, with his books on the Left Behind, and but he touched an awful lot of people's lives with those books. A lot of people were not
Jerry Jenkins wrote the fiction, and Tim provided the Bible input, which is very astounding, God given, God sent combination, I think.
Right. Well, our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you're out there. I have a question for Terry. But this idea of the Nephilim, the giants, I mean, they were told that they were there before the flood, but they were also there after the flood. And the question is, how did they come about after the flood? Because supposedly everybody on Earth was killed at the time of the flood. But there is obviously a logical explanation for that. And I believe that the giants are still around. In fact, we've done some interviews with Barry Shamish, who's researched this over in Israel, where for almost a 10-year period, they had UFO sightings and sightings of giants. Now, that stopped about 1999. There's not been any seen since then. But he tells the story of this one fellow who opened his front door, and there's a 9-foot giant looking at him, and they were able to follow the tracks, you know, the deep tracks in the ground of gigantic footprints. These things are not just made up of horror novels, they're real, and this is the reality we face. Well, you go right ahead, Terry.
well, I was just going to say that that I agree that the things that we see developing now are I believe, prophesied by Jesus. These things returning. I think the one reason that there are the increase in sightings is because Satan knows that the windup of history is very near. He's still in his deluded state, I believes he can win, although he knows God personally. He has known him since his creation, since Lucifer's creation. And that shows the really the retrobate, the complete retrobacy of sin. It will make a person completely deranged and deluded in its final throes. Satan, even though he knows God better than any other individual, better than any human individual, because he has seen God in his glory, he nonetheless still thinks that God, being perfect, is going to lose to him. And that's the absolute insanity, upside-down thinking. Well, we see that upside-down thinking in our world today. Governments, for example, you know, they call good evil and evil good. I mean, how, for example, how can the same people, the same type mindset, say that it's terrible to let an eaglet egg be cracked, and yet that same mindset that wants to preserve the wildlife says it's okay to abort children in the womb, murder babies in the womb. So it's upside down satanic thinking. We're seeing more of that occurring, and I think that's all wrapped up in the evil and the wickedness, the dark forces that are opposing the godly forces in this world. And that's what the novel is about, and that's what I believe we're going to see the battle more and more come to the forefront as we proceed into 2008 and beyond.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is that certainly I first got really interested in this about 1980. And I began reading books about the supernatural and about possession and exorcisms. And I found out that certainly the supernatural in other countries, in more primitive countries, is much more common. I mean, there's lots of examples of it, and certainly in Africa. And then I look back on my experience working in Africa, where most of the black people went to see the witch doctor before they went to see the white doctor. And, of course, we always used to say, you know, we get our referrals from the witch doctor. When he couldn't cure him, why he'd send him to us. But the thing is that the supernatural was very normal there.
We see that in Haiti and Jamaica, don't we, with a strange mixture of voodoo and Catholicism.
And of course, the thing is that we have not seen the supernatural so much in America. You know, until recently, and now we're seeing more and more emphasis on it, and I think Terry makes that point. That certainly we can expect to see a lot more supernatural things happening, but in his book, of course, the supernatural really comes to light.
Well, thank you, and I think that that God gave me the story to tell, and so I would encourage people to read the novel based knowing that it's fiction, but that it's based in very strongly in Bible truth, and of course I believe God's prophecies are coming true in our day more and more, and just the fact of all the geopolitical things we see happening, I think, indicate where we are on God's prophetic timeline, and then this spiritual battle that has developed and is developing even stronger is just one more element that shows where we are and how close we must be to the time of Christ's return.
Well, I share your anticipation, and I hope it's soon. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Terry James. And Terry, of course, writes from a theological point of view. He's an author and a general editor and co-author of numerous books on Bible prophecy, hundreds of thousands of which have been sold worldwide, including the Rapture Dialogue, and now, of course, the second in this series, The Nephilim Imperatives. And of course, it's a fascinating adventure story that just keeps you right on the edge of your chair. And as I said earlier, I read until midnight last night, and I could have kept right on reading, but I wasn't going to because I had to get up and go to work today. But if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Pardon me, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, this is about the Nephilim. And of course, the giants who were here at the time of Noah. And we're told that when Christ returns, it'll be as it was in the days of Noah. And I really believe that there have been sightings of giants. And of course, if you want to get into the background, we can listen to my interviews with Barry Shamish, who researched this over in Israel. We didn't hear anything of it there, but certainly the UFO phenomenon has been totally confused by the government and government agents, who try to make us think that they are aliens out there. And I don't think this is at all metaphysical. And certainly you've gone into this in some detail, haven't you? And is there any question in your mind that the UFOs are metaphysical manifestations of the other dimension?
Not at all, Dr. Stan. As you and I have discussed before, the physical aspects of these things are totally contrary to, the manifestations of them physically go totally contrary to the laws of physics. In the first place, they say they're extraterrestrials, and yet it would take, under the current propulsion systems we know, it would take literally thousands of years to get here from one star system to another, one planetary system that might sustain life to another. Now, people would say, well, maybe there's new propulsion systems. Well, I guess that's possible, but still, if you have the same laws of physics, you have such a makeup of human beings, for example, cannot take the kind of punishment that those kind of speeds and accelerations, those quick turns that we see reported in some of these UFOs. So the very physical aspects, in other words, our laws of physics and this and the so-called extraterrestrial theory does not gee and haw, as they say in the farming term. Now, some people say there's a wormhole in space these things might have, these extraterrestrials might have found, where they can pass from one side of space to the other in just an instant. But, that takes as much faith to believe in that as it does to believe that these things are interdimensional and can simply slip from one dimension to the other. So I think that there are just so many indicators that show that it is a metaphysical rather than a physical visitation that we're experiencing.
And I think it's vitally important that Christians understand that there is another dimension out there, although they certainly don't. You don't want to be trying to get into that or contact the beings from the other dimension. But you need to recognize it, and of course, if the time should ever come when you should encounter this, you need to know how to deal with it. And of course, you always do it, of course, in, not in your own power, because you're incapable of dealing with these. But as a child of God, if you've given your life to Jesus, all you have to do is call upon His name, and these things will run as fast as they can from the other direction.
Yes, Jesus said, Paul said that greater is He who is in you, meaning Jesus Christ, the indwelling Holy Spirit. Jesus, said He would send the Comforter. Jesus indwells us, and we become a child of His. And Paul said that greater is He who is in you, meaning in the Christian, the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world, meaning Satan and Lucifer and his minions, his influences. So we have a Lord that is powerful, and simply by invoking His name, we can control the demons.
And of course, if you ever encounter them, just remember, you have to call on the name of Jesus, but in the name of Jesus you can command them. And the demons have no alternative but to obey. And of course, and actually I can testify to that from my own experience. Well, let's go to Ian, who's calling from Ontario, Canada. Ian, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Will you hang on? We're going to have to go to a break here, but we'll be glad to talk to you during that break. And what part, you're from Ontario?
Yes, I've spoken to you before, Dr. Stan, the Georgian Bay area.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be with you in just a moment here.
Thank you.
This is a fascinating subject, fascinating book, fascinating guest. We talked to Terry last night on our evening program, and well, we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ian, did you have a question or comment you'd like to make?
A comment. I'd like to briefly relate my father's experience. He spent several years in the Second World the Air Force. He fought in Spitfires in the Second World War and put together the 1st Canadian Jet Squadron in the 50s, and had the opportunity to visit the Blue Book office at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Right.
And he approached it as both a comrade and colleague of the two intelligence officers running the office at the time. And they gave him the opportunity to see ring binders full of material, photographs and everything, and told him the sort of things which became the stuff of the X-Files and popular entertainment 30 or 40 years later.
Right.
And when he was telling me this, because I'd had a sighting which prompted a discussion of UFOs. It was the first time I heard the expression. And he looked at me and he said, "Do you want to know what they think it's really about?" And he was talking about these U.S. intelligence officers with the Air Force. And I said, "Sure." Bottom line it for me in, you know, my 13-year-old way. He said, "Well, they think that it's Jesus Christ coming back." Which meant that even in the mid-50s, there was a school of thought deep within the intelligence community that recognized this as best being interpreted biblically.
And I think that is really what's so important. In fact, many of the observers and studies of UFOs, like Jacques Vallée, not a Christian at all, but his eventual conclusion after studying for years was that they were metaphysical, they're interdimensional. And I think that appreciate your sharing that with us.
I do too, Leon. That's very, very fascinating.
Well, I'd like to say something to your guest as well, because we're very much on the same page, and I don't argue with the guest on the interdimensional character, but that doesn't exclude a interplanetary dimension, if I can use that word as well. That when you look at the considerable evidence out there of relics, architectural relics on the surface of Mars, the Sidonian city of pyramids, and the great destruction, that it can be interpreted biblically and does suggest that indeed the fallen angels walked among the stones of fire, one interpretation being that those stones of fire were the immediate planets in this this solar system.
Well, Chris, I've actually talked to the fellow who interviewed the fellow who came up with that idea of the city on Mars, and I'll have to admit I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's a little far out, but thanks so much.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest today is Terry James, and we're talking about, of course, his book, The Nephilim Imperatives. And if you'd like to go ahead and get your website out, Terry, or tell our listeners how they can get hold of your book, why, you go right ahead.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, I'd like for people to come and visit our website, which is raptureready.com. That's RAPTUREREADY.com. And it's the largest website for Bible prophecy on the net in terms of the number of hits per month. We get over 9 million right now. And you will find my book listed on the homepage there, The Nephilim Imperatives. You can, and it takes you a link directly to Amazon.com. And it also gives a description of the book and a picture of the cover and some other things. And we have over 15,000 articles written by some of the top prophecy scholars and also some of the top Bible teachers in the country, and we certainly, it's all free. There's no charge for it. A charge for buying my book, of course, but not for the articles. They're all accessible free. Many students, pastors, and others, media, come and they glean from our website, and we welcome everyone to come and hope you will.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Letitia, who's calling. Hi, Letitia. How are you?
I'm doing great. I did want to ask the question as far as under hypnosis. My son, in his high school class, actually in a health class, his entire classroom was to be hypnotized as some sort of relaxation exercise.
That is the most dangerous thing that they could possibly do, because when you hypnotize people, you open them up to demonic possession. How do you feel about that, Terry?
Exactly the same, precisely the same.
And in fact, I would really object to that to the school district and tell them this violates your religious faith and this has got to stop.
We actually did do that, so our son didn't participate.
Good.
But I was a little concerned that he might sneak in because he was quite interested in it.
Oh,
so
it's fascinating.
He came home. What I did was I actually asked him to tell me that Jesus Christ is the Lord in his heart, and I wanted him to say the word just to make sure that he hadn't snuck in and, you know, gotten something. So.
The fact that they would be doing that in our classroom, opening the children's minds to demonic possession, is, well, it's beyond reprehensive.
That's right. We're supposed to open our minds and hearts to one entity, and that is the Lord God through and the Holy Spirit's influence in our life.
And of course, that's like, of course, bringing yoga into the church. I mean, there's no such thing as Christian yoga. I mean, you can exercise, but. That's different than yoga. Yoga is founded in occult concepts and principles. Anything else you'd like to say, Letitia?
No, that was it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for bringing that out. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But the book really, of course, is a fast-moving adventure story that really is captivating. But, of course, it's built upon this concept of these boy and a girl whose parents are Christians. And they become Christians because they had gone through this supernatural experience of certainly being able to contact the beings from the other side and having all these terrible, terrible demonic dreams, at which time the demons would try to come and of course influence them, and of course, but then the son and daughter have inherited this capacity. And I told a story last night about an orthopedic surgeon. I won't mention his name, but he had practiced in the town where I practiced, and he was the only other orthopedist who was really an evangelical Christian. And of course, the reason he'd become a Christian is he'd gone home one evening, just exhausted after a day working in the hospital, and he lay down in bed, and all of a sudden he wakes up, and there's this demonic creature on it, like with big wings and fangs and claws on his chest and clawing at him, and And, of course, he doesn't know whether it's a dream or what it is. He's just terrified, and he tries to cry out, and he can't cry out, and he's just laying there and just pinned down, and then all of a sudden the thing is gone, but he's got all the scratch marks on his chest. And, at that point he went to a minister and said, "What was that?" And, of course, the minister said, "It was probably a demonic manifestation," and that changed his whole life, and he became a Christian at that point. So it's amazing how God and how Satan works, and sometimes a realization of these forces really can change people's lives. But most Christians don't even know that, and most people out there are fascinated by this, thinking that somehow this is good. And, of course, it is not. It's a path, one-way path right to hell itself.
I think so, Dr. Stan. And, you know, every heart, every human heart, we're lost creatures from the fall in the garden when we were born into sin, and we reach the age of accountability, I believe. And every one of us who are in that condition have a God-shaped void that only Jesus Christ can fill in our hearts. And so that's why I believe there's great hope for everyone, because the Holy Spirit draws everyone and lifts Jesus up like the serpent in the wilderness. And that's my purpose in writing books, and I know it's your purpose in doing the radio programs and all that you do, is to point people to Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that can fill that God-shaped void.
Amen to that. Well, we've got Mike calling from New York. Hi, Mike. How are you doing? No, let's get Mike on here. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing just great. Thank you.
Very good. You know that chapter in Daniel where it talks about the kingdoms? You get to the last kingdom?
Chapter 2 of Daniel?
I think it's chapter. I'm trying to find it real quick.
In toes?
Might have been 9 or 10.
No, what is
Well, basically about the 10 toes and the clay.
That's chapter 2.
That can't mingle with the...
That's chapter 2 down at the very last, verse 42 or so.
Right.
And it's talking about the iron and the clay will not mix.
Yes.
Mingle. And many think that that's a reference to these entities we're talking about, these interdimensionals.
That's exactly what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Mike?
We take the clay that we're taking, you know, we're the, you know, God is the potter, we're the clay. Adam was taken out of the earth, the clay. And that's the way I take it, and I just wanted to hear what your point of view was.
I think there's a valid point with that.
Okay, well, thank you much.
Okay, fine. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Could you explain that to me, Terry, because I hadn't heard that explanation
before.
Yeah,
it says that, you know, in the 10 toes of the metallic image,
right,
that Daniel... you know, that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed,
right,
about.
Yeah, of course.
And Daniel told him what it was about based upon what the angel told him. And it gets down to the bottom of that image. It's the last of the last empire before Christ. The stone comes and strikes the feet, and it blows away into the dust of history.
But isn't it a mixture of iron and clay?
The toes are a mixture of iron and clay, meaning,
right,
you know, the Roman Empire was iron. But they said they do not mingle with men. The they is the question. Who is the they? It's the same terminology that's used when they saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. It's the same terminology in the Hebrew, and so a lot of people think that that's the mingling of these demonic entities at the end of time with human government.
Now, that's an interesting concept. I've never heard it before, and of course, I am not a theologian, so I don't have to make any apologies for not knowing. I don't intend to be. But I think that's a fascinating interpretation of that. So anyway, of course, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that we are going to be seeing a great deal more of the supernatural. Of course, that we're being prepared for it by television and exciting programs like The Medium. It's a great program. But of course, people don't understand that this woman is not imaginary. In real life, there really was an Alison DeBois, who actually worked with the district attorney to get the bad guys. And, of course, after a while, of course, the stories become, fictionalized. But it was based upon a real, live human being who had the ability to contact the other dimension. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it may seem like it's an exciting thing to be able to have this knowledge, but God did not intend for us to have it. And that's why we're warned in Deuteronomy to just avoid this like the plague.
That's exactly right. And you remember the story of the witch of Endor, and she was terrified when King Saul came to her because it was forbidden to have any sort of occultic type contact. But he came and wanted to talk to the prophet Samuel, which it even surprised her when the prophet Samuel apparently appeared. I don't know if it was a demon or if it was actually Samuel, but it appears to be Samuel himself for some reason. She was afraid for her life. And in God's economy of things, that sort of thing is forbidden. And God changes not, the Bible says. So it's still forbidden.
But of course, here in the United States, witchcraft is the most rapidly growing of religion, and of course we find a Harry Potter. I mean, the woman who wrote the Harry Potter books is a billionaire. She sold so many books, and children.
She went from being a mother that had to scrape for pennies and sat in, wrote her book in a little cafe with her baby at her arm because she didn't have any money, and to a multi-billionaire in just a short period of time.
But of course, those books have impacted on the minds and hearts of children and adults all throughout the world. They're fascinating, exciting stories. But of course, it's introducing people to the other dimension. And so many of our children really identify with Harry and would like to have that supernatural power without ever realizing, of course, that it comes from the dark side.
Exactly. And we're to protect our children against such things. And we're to protect our own minds against such things.
And, of course, as intriguing as it may seem, we are to avoid it under all circumstances. Well, anyway, how is the book doing? Is it really doing fairly well?
Well, it just rolled out, you know, and really the 1st of January got started, right after the 1st, and so it's still a climbing thing. Anytime an unknown fiction author is hard to get started. Once you get a reputation developed as a fiction writer, well, everything rolls real smoothly. But right now we're kind of in the process of getting people familiar with my name as far as fiction writing is concerned, and then, of course, the genre and all of that. And so we have great hopes for it. We believe God's going to bless it and has blessed it thus far, but, you know, we've got a long way to go in really rolling it out nationally.
And, well, anyway, I will tell you, it's really a very, very exciting read, and it's as I said earlier, it's one of those books that's very, very difficult to put down. And, of course, I can identify with some of the things and some of the events in there because I've talked to people who've experienced this and people I really believe and trust. So there really are these demonic forces out there. There really are UFOs that are from the other dimension, in my estimation. And certainly I don't really think that they come from Mars. There certainly are people who will tell us that there's life on Mars, but I see no evidence of it at all, or that there has ever been evidence of life on Mars. But what they want to do, and there's an organized, orchestrated effort to keep us from understanding the spiritual implications of these things that are taking place and the spiritual implications of UFOs. And that's why they keep talking about the aliens, as simply to throw us off the track. Do you ever have that feeling, Terry, that they're really trying to focus our attention on the wrong issues?
Oh, absolutely, you know, and it has been that way since Hollywood first started developing this whole thing. It's because Satan is, again, the prince of the power of the air. He controls the thoughts of men in a large extent, the media, and so forth. From the very beginning, they portrayed these things as extraterrestrial. And, of course, I think that the Lord is doing a lot now to start turning that around, and that's my prayer, that people will start seeing the spiritual aspects of these things rather than the physical.
In fact, one of the things was that I think it was C.S. Lewis's book.
Letters.
Yeah, and basically these demons talking back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the remarks, well, when we finally convince them that we don't exist, at that point, why, we will have won.
That's right.
And this is the idea, you know, to get you the feeling that these demonic forces don't exist. They have people at the FBI go out to every community to tell people there are no satanic covens, there are no satanic organizations in America. Why would the FBI be sending people out to tell people that there are no satanic movements in America or covens? And when, of course, we've talked to people who've been part of them, well, of course, they don't want you to know they exist. Well,
certainly there seems a concerted effort in that direction, you know, an inculcation, if you will, to completely negate any spiritual aspects of these things. And, of course, it's all spiritual in my view.
And, of course, the thing is that there is a spiritual battle going on between the forces of the dark side and the forces that we are aligned with. But most people don't even understand that spiritual battle is going on. And they're doing everything they can to conceal it from the public. And that's why a book like yours, Terry, I think is so important, because it makes this very, very real, maybe even to a lot of people who've never even thought of the spiritual implications of what's taking place today, or had never even considered that our government might be involved in researching this, the occult, and trying to use that power for military purposes.
I thank you for that, Dr. Shannon. I do believe that the Lord gave me this book to do that very thing, to start, at least be a part of starting people thinking in that direction, and maybe take them away from the cover-up that I believe and you believe is occurring.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to give us a call, we've got time for one more call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Again, the book is The Nephilim Imperatives, Dark Sentences. And, of course, it's the second in a series of books. The first book, of course, is... What's the first book?
The Rapture Dialogues, Dark Dimension.
All right, The Rapture Dialogue, Dark Dimension. And of course, this is then the second. This is the story of the children of the people in the in the Rapture Dialogue, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And some of the characters from the Rapture Dialogue, now old folks, you know, they're in this one too.
All right, fine. Of course, the mother and father who had actually been involved with the occult and then had become Christians, and then this is the story of their son and daughter who really, of course, have no true religious background. They've been to college. They've gotten so smart there that they know that there is no such thing as religion, or at least if there is religion, it's all a fraud. And of course, when you begin to encounter the supernatural, and of course you do not believe in God, why, you're in a terribly, terribly difficult position. Those of you out there who do have a personal relationship with our Lord, you don't have anything to fear. You can always command it, and the demons will have to obey, but never try to do this on your own. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, run as fast as you can. Well, of course, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program and tell you about a few of the things we have that will help you better to understand the spiritual battle that's taking place in the other dimension. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, Terry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, again, Dr. Shannon, I just believe that the number one thing that we should always, we who are Christians and who are, I believe, commissioned with responsibility of getting things out, whether on the radio or whether through print or however, should always point to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said it well himself in John chapter 14, verse 6. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or no person comes to the Father, God, except through me." There's only one way, and he is the way. And the world is telling us, of course, that there are other ways. And that's what my writing is about, and I know that's what your work is about, to point to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, again, as far as these books are concerned, I do believe that we are in prophetic times, and I believe that this is one element of Bible prophecy yet future that needs to be addressed. And I believe Jesus addressed it in Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27. "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the day of the Son of Man when Christ returns." Now, two things there. First of all, we've been talking about the interdimensionals, the demons, the fallen angelic activity that took place in the days of Noah. It's happening again, I believe. But also it said in those verses, 11 and 13, I think, that violence filled the whole earth. Well, of course, we're in a war on what? We're in a war on terror, and the terror indicates violence and worldwide violence, and we are right where Jesus said we would be. So it's time to start looking up. But it says Luke 21:28 says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draws near. And I think that's where we are. And again, I want to thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me to be on your program and to talk with your audience.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, especially I appreciate you helping to fill in last night. And I think it's so important to, you know, we're told there's going to be a time you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast and known by the number of his name. And that's a cashless society. And, of course, we're moving towards a cashless society. We're moving towards the European Union and this reuniting the Holy Roman Empire that we were told would eventually happen towards the end of time. And there's so many things that are happening now. Things are happening at such an incredible pace, and the knowledge is increasing sometimes, and certainly there are more and more earthquakes and natural disasters, and I really believe that these all foretell the coming of our Savior. And, of course, if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord, you want to very seriously consider where you're going to spend eternity, because you're going to spend it someplace.
Amen.
You just want to make sure, of course, that you spend it in heaven. Terry, God bless you. Thanks
God
so much for
being here. God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then, of course, we do have an excellent book. It's called Alien Intervention. It goes into the background of UFOs, but, of course, from the point of view of a Christian point of view. We do have an excellent DVD, and of course it has all sorts of information that I've never heard elsewhere. It's very, very well done. It's by Bob Fletcher. The only thing I would tell you is that he really thinks these are aliens from other planets, and I don't. I believe that they're metaphysical beings, but this doesn't in any way detract at all from this excellent DVD that Bob has put together. And if you'd like to get either the book or of course the DVD, our telephone number is 1-888-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get our 4-tape set on the supernatural with our interviews with Joanna Michelson, again the number 1-800-544-8927. Her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, and then of course Malachi Martin's book, Hostages to the Devil: The Story of 5 Exorcism of People Who Were Possessed, as documented by the Catholic Church. Fascinating reading. One of the first things I ever read on this subject that began to give me some insight into what it was about. And we have a 4-tape set with Malachi Martin, which, of course, you can get right along with the book if you'd like. We have a book called Satanic Crimes and a 4-tape set on Satanic Crimes. And believe me, there really are satanic crimes. This is what David Berkowitz, the Son of Sam killer, was all about. And, of course, he was part of an organization that was affiliated with a satanic cult. But this has been totally suppressed by the people who don't want you to believe that this is real. Manson, Charlie Manson, of course, was deeply involved with a organization that was involved with the occult. And with the same satanic organization, the Process Church and the Final Judgment. But, of course, they've done everything they could to keep you from understanding that. You're supposed to think that Charlie Manson was some sort of a crazy guy. Well, he was crazy like a fox. He was actually involved with this world satanic movement, as certainly was the Hillside Strangler, as so many of the mass killers are. They're under demonic oppression, under demonic possession. But people are not told this, and so they just think that these are crazy killers, serial killers. Well, the thing is, you have to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There is another dimension, and if I can certainly suggest my talk on the forbidden secret, that's a forbidden secret. There's a syllabus that goes with that. There is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies, and we tell you what that secret is. We have a four-tape set on the secret behind the secret, a four-tape, a four-CD set, and we think this is so important that you have the information. If you have not yet seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. The three-hour, the four-hour, the ten-hour version. I will tell you that these are the most gripping DVDs and videos you'll ever see. And you'll begin to understand what motivates so many of the people in the rock industry, but rock music industry. But you'll also begin to understand that these same forces work within our political organizations, with our banking organizations, and our great tax-exempt foundations. These same identical forces are there. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day. You can listen 9 hours a day to our stream to the satellite. And then, of course, we